Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our week 11, and we're going to week 11, right?
Week
11 starting tonight. Power up NFL rankings here. All right, before we get to top five, this was the most difficult week for me to do personally. Well, I've been back and forth. We've gone over different teams. But usually I could come up with a five. I had a hard time coming up with, in my opinion, the best five teams. So I just want to give you my first team out. I'd be curious to get your first team out as well. And maybe you're going to be surprised by this. First team out for me was the Ravens. Because I'm projecting this. I just want to strip out the record, the point differential for the most part, and just say, at my core, who do I think are the five best teams in the NFL when all is said and done? And I wanted to put the Ravens in there. I just couldn't yet.
Mm-hmm.
So they would be my first team out.
I've got your Broncos out.
Okay, but the first team out.
First team out there. Like, I look at this, I'm like, all right, do I think the Broncos would go, well, they would host that game. Do I think that they would beat a healthy Ravens team?
Right, I like that.
I don't. Do I think they're going to beat the Chiefs? No. And the Bills took a big step back, so I can't throw them in there. But I know the Broncos are good. I'm not sold on Bo Nix. They got a lot of things that I like, but they're just outside. They haven't been in once for me.
Two teams I'm out on, didn't even give consideration, and I have a long list here.
Philly, you probably put Philly out.
Out. Yep. Not even consideration, because I don't have Seattle on my list.
Okay.
And if I'm not putting Seattle there, I can't put Philly. So not even consideration. And the Bills, who weren't on for a while, then we're back on near the top. I can't trust the Bills.
I know.
You can't get spanked like that by Miami and be taken seriously. Not with the quality teams that we see in both conferences. So they were off as well. All right, who do you got?
And by the way, I had the Bills last week, number one.
Yeah.
They dropped off my top five.
Yeah, exactly.
That was just gross. They were getting shut out. I mean, three quarters into that game, 13 zip down against Miami. All right, number five for me. Well, we'll see them tonight. That's the Patriots. They run the ball. They stop the run. Number one against the run. So I don't know how the Jets are going to score any points tonight. They're going to have to get a little lucky, special teams, whatever. But they give up less than 80 yards a pop on the ground per game. Number one, they've got a young, fast, really talented quarterback. They've got a really good coach. The Patriots are for real. They're number five for me.
Yeah, I got the Lions at number five. Again, number five was very difficult. But at my core, I just believe in them. They squashed Washington. Okay, you expected them to do that. I know they have some issues defensively. They've been a little bit inconsistent here. Maybe not as dominant as I thought. I still think when push comes to shove, you go head-to-head. Lions, Seahawks, postseason. Who do I believe in? Lions, Eagles, postseason. You know, there are some other teams that I believe in a little bit more than them, similar to my thought last week. But right now, I'd have the Lions cracking my top five. They have to be one of the best five teams in the NFL.
I've got them at number four. Yeah, okay. There's been a little fluctuation with them for us this year because that early loss. That was a Green Bay game, I think, right? And I was surprised by that. But, I mean, come on. I mean, it's week 11, as you said. This team's obviously really good. Jahmyr Gibbs ran the hell out of it. He got back on track. He was over 170 last game. They scored 44 against the Commanders. Now, I'm very curious what Goff does against a very good Philly. I know Philly's not scoring. Philly's defense is still really good. especially since they just made a big trade in Jalen Phillips. So I'm very curious how Goff plays against that. I think that's the Sunday night game. Either way, I've got Detroit number four. Really, really good. Little flawed, but certainly good enough to be top five.
Yeah, that's a good point. This could be a separator week here. You got the Chiefs playing the Broncos. You got the Lions playing the Eagles. That is, in fact, Sunday night. You got the Rams and the Seahawks. You're going to get some head-to-head battles here, some of the top teams in the league. And then, of course, you get the Jets Patriots tonight. I'm going to go Chiefs number four for me. I had them higher. I think I had them at number two the last several weeks behind Denver. I'm going to go Chiefs number four. Dude, they're 5-4. Like, I know how great they are. And at the end of the year in the postseason, I'll trust them almost as much as anybody in the AFC. They're asking to be knocked out this year. You got the Chargers in front of them, the Broncos in front of them in their own division. The Patriots are looking legit. The Ravens are starting to get hot again. Can you bet against Reed and Mahomes? No, you can't, but I can't put the Chiefs any higher than four. I think putting them at four is almost questionable at this point at with a 5-4 record, but Kansas City is my number 14.
They're not on my top five at this point.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, what you just said, I even take it a step further. I've got Philly. Now, I know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Philly's offense, I don't know. Well, I don't know what the hell's going on. There's this disconnect with A.J. Brown. It's ridiculous here. But think about what Howie Roseman did, and this is why Philly still has a chance to do something special this year. So they're obviously 7-2. They're going to run away with this division. They're going to rack up 11, 12, 13 wins, whatever it might be. He made a trade for Jalen Phillips, and as ugly as that game was Monday against the Packers, who made the game-winning play? Jalen Phillips forcing the fumble in the fourth quarter. Oh, yeah, by the way, had six tackles as well. So Jalen Carter, Jalen Phillips, like, Philly's defense is keeping them around, and it will the rest of the year. They averted disaster when Lane Johnson went down. I just have to think that their offense will wake up a little bit. They don't need to average 30. They just can't score like 10 and 13. If they could get to that 20-something, like low 20s, they're going to beat almost everybody. So I got Philly 3.
Number 3 for me is the Rams. I would almost want to put the Rams higher here, and they could climb up the ranks. I mean, number 3 is pretty darn good. I just believe in the head coach. I believe in the quarterback. They have a good defense. They have good weapons. They've got a little bit of everything going on. This is going to be a huge matchup this week, as we just mentioned, against Seattle here. They're both tied atop the NFC West at 7-2. The Rams, to me, one of the most consistent, easy teams to believe in the NFL this year, where there's been a lot of fluctuation with whether it's Philadelphia or Buffalo or Detroit or Kansas City. The Rams have been a kind of under-the-radar silent team. They've been great before with McVay. We know about their history. Been in the Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl, even last year's playoff game against the Eagles.
Philly,
I thought they
yeah.
were very impressive
yeah.
on the road in snowy conditions. I think the Rams are very dangerous and are the best team, in my opinion, in the NFC. Give me the Rams at number 3.
Yeah, I might get to the Rams after this. First, I got to get to the Colts at number 2. Forget about Daniel Jones. It's about Jonathan Taylor. I mean, yeah, I know that we're all wrapped up in Jones doing what he's doing, but Taylor has been absolutely running wild here. And the other thing, too, is this is kind of, you know, stretching things out here. The Colts are 6-1 in the conference. So, you know, you look at that, you're in a great position to have the number one overall seed. That division is not that good at all. They're going to win a lot of games. and they're going to be playing a lot of home games in the playoffs there. Now, does Jones implode? I don't know, but this is real. It's real enough to put them number two. This is no longer a mirage. Colts are good.
Number two for me, and this is going to maybe surprise you a little bit here, is the Broncos. Not that they... Look, I don't care about style points. They beat the Raiders. I thought it was a game that they could get clipped, so I was expecting that. There's just something about, I don't know if it's just Bo Nix or overall, I'm going to try to detach my heart from this team. Not that I'm a Broncos fan, but this year I really believe in them. And I still think they're very good and still could represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. But I just don't trust them 100% when push comes to shove. We're going to learn a lot this weekend about the Denver Broncos. And I still believe in them. I think they could beat Kansas City here. And if they do, maybe they get back to number one. So it really wasn't anything based off of what Denver did to warrant getting knocked down a peg. It's more about what another team did to warrant getting climbing up the ladder. I have Denver as my number two team.
Yeah, you've been riding them for a while. I'm going to go with the Rams here. So I'm going to put the Rams in the top spot. I admit, they were confounding me early. I'm like, nah, the Niners have
Rams
to be better.
Rams at one?
You have I hit the Rams number one. I had the Colts number two.
Yeah.
Like, they were a team that I just didn't give a lot of respect. I don't think I was alone there. I'm talking about, like, the first month of the season. Nah, the Rams, whatever. You know, I figured that the Niners would get their act together, at least coming into the season. They've been hit with injuries. I've even kind of slept on Seattle. Seattle's better than I thought. The bottom line, though, is Matthew Stafford might be having one of the quietest all-time best seasons ever. You know, he's projected to throw for 47 touchdowns and four picks. That's what he's at right now. He's already got 25. And in the last three games, he's had four or more touchdown passes. And one of them, he had five. He's almost at 4,800 yards, almost 60-70% completion percentage. They've got the great coach. They got a quarterback who knows how to win. I mean, at some point, you got to say, well, you know, what you're seeing is kind of real. I got the Rams won.
I'm at that point now with New England. This is the first time.
Pats won?
Yeah.
Look at you.
It's the first time they've cracked my top five, and they go right to the top because they have the head coach who's got experience. Okay, he hasn't won a Super Bowl as a head coach, but he's got experience. That win, to me, last week, I didn't think they were beating the Bucs, and it wouldn't have been a knock on them. I just thought, okay, tough spot against a team that's very good, team that's leading the NFC South in Tampa Bay on the road. And that game, and I paid attention to that game because I had the Bucs in the knockout pool, so I was keeping an eye on that. The way that the Patriots fought, the depth that they have as a team, they could run the football. They've got a future star quarterback, actually a current star quarterback in Drake May. So all the pieces are in place, and maybe why I trust them a little bit more than I would Denver. All right, Denver's defense I think is better, but New England's defense is fine. But their quarterback is better than Denver's quarterback.
He's stud.
So if they have the head coach that is not as good as Peyton, but still on... Mike Vrabel is one of the best head coaches in the league based off of what he did with Tennessee and what he's doing now in New England. They've won seven in a row. They're obviously red hot. They're in a weaker division here. They could run the football. They could be in the air. They're just playing smart, hard football. I'm shocked that I'm even saying this. I didn't believe in it. That win, they could have easily lost that game and moved on and still had a great season. They fought hard. They made some huge plays going on, you know, fourth down, end of the half, great decision making. I got the Pats right now as my top team in the NFL.
Boy, that is interesting. That is interesting. By the way, let me give you one quick MVP out here about Stafford. Back to Tim for a second. So at one point, Stafford, going back a few weeks ago, was 17th on the board in terms of odds. He was 5,050-1, all right? And based on what he's done these last three games, he is now number one, and he's leading the way in shortest odds for the MVP. I mean, Stafford.
You could add good value there. Where was Costos on that one? You were talking about Baker Mayfield. No, he did give us one other one, but I don't think Stafford. Stafford, I had him on my fantasy team for a bye week replacement for Josh Allen, and I cut him. And now I wish I had him instead of Josh Allen because Allen's been terrible.
Well, guess who's second on the list? Drake May.
Yeah, there you go. Drake May's there. When you have a guy playing at that level, at some point you can't just say, well, he's young, or, well, it's the first year with Vrabel. You got to believe in what you're seeing. They've been dominant. They continue to churn out wins here. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. More of your calls. I'll get to my bone to pick with A-Rod next hour. We'll get to the Knicks as well. 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.